Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. And I would like to ask you a few questions about the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. So may you speak with Omar?
Yes, it is him.
All right, perfect. And what state are you registered to vote in? Would you say California?
Illinois.
Illinois? All right. So that would be Illinois. All right, perfect. What racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
White, Hispanic.
All right, Hispanic. And what year were you born in?
94.
1994. All right. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote?
50-50.
If you have to pick...
Donald Trump.
All right. So if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country as of right now?
Probably foreign conflicts and probably the border. Biggest things.
Foreign conflicts and the border. All right. Perfect. That was a really good answer. Thank you. So now thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I didn't vote, but...
Oh, all right. No worries. So thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Republican Donald Trump.
All right. So some people feel certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. So regardless of how you plan to vote for, could you please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale of 0 to 100, where 0 means that there is, like, absolutely no chance of you voting for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. So the first person is Joe Biden.
0.
All right. And what about Donald Trump?
100.
All right. And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democrat candidate or a Republican candidate in your district?
Republican.
All right. And who do you trust more when it comes to immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Republican Party.
All right. Would that be like the Republican Party much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
All right. So then I'm going to read you just a few short statements, and if you could tell me whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. So the first one is, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from the children and spouses who are American citizens.
What were the options again?
They are strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree.
Somewhat agree.
President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Somewhat disagree.
President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Somewhat agree.
All right. Vice President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. All right. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Somewhat agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the American or the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Someone disagree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Somewhat disagree.
All right. Now, if you could please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 elections. So the first one is a program that...
I don't know. Do I have to answer that?
Yes, sorry. But I can go fast if you would like, because I'm not allowed to kind of put...
How many more questions do you got?
Oh, I'm very few. We're about 70% done with the survey, so we're, like, almost very done.
Right.
So, but just a little kind of, by the way, there's one option in this section that says, makes no difference one way or another. So I could just read it, and you can just like that one if you would like. Or you can just answer which, like, much less likely
okay.
or somewhat less likely,
sure.
et cetera. So first one is, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Indifferent.
All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Indifferent about that.
All right. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Indifferent.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the USA for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Different.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years.
Indifferent.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who will safely return to a dangerous condition in the United States for more than 10 years. They can work essential jobs.
Indifferent about that.
All right, and lastly, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable immigrants.
I'm indifferent.
Indifferent, all right. So now if you could please indicate whether you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. So the first one is, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Very concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Not that concerned.
All right, so would that be like a little concerned or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
All right. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Not at all concerned.
All right. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver and earn pathways to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Concerned.
So that'd be like somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or very concerned?
Very concerned. What?
Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures, like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Sorry, what was that again?
Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures, like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Somewhat concerned.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a different approaches from where President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like it if you could tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. So the first one is, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country.
Yeah.
While Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
I'm sorry, I can't really continue. I'm not available right now.
Oh, are you sure? We're almost done with the survey.
Yeah.
We're about 90%
done. No, it's fine. Nope, sorry.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you so much for your time, then. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, bye.